Taking the time to care can make an eternal difference. And that's exactly what Karen Akers discovered on her way to work one day. And today on Making Your Life Count, Karen shares John's story.
He was outside Samaritan Resource Center when I was coming in to do my casework that day, and he was very distraught and talking about not wanting to live for even the rest of the day. And I said, John, you need to come see me as soon as we open. I mean, I'm going to be talking to you. We probably spent an hour and a half just talking, just calming him down and talking about spiritual things in his life and that there was hope, even though he's still in a very bad situation. But he will tell me often that he would have killed himself that day had it not been for somebody to take an interest and pray with him that day and share with him that Jesus still loved him.
And after he came to the realization that God really did love him and had a plan for him, John's perspective on life totally changed.
He started going to church with us the very next Sunday and hasn't missed maybe two Sundays in almost a year. And he's one of the ones that are planning on joining our church. John has a huge temper, but we have seen, let's say his temper was at a 10. And right now I've seen John deal with things that you and I probably couldn't deal with. They're going to be evicted. He can't drive a car, so there's just a lot of issues. But I'll say his temper is down to a 5. I mean, we see the Lord working in this guy. He can't believe God is working in him is what he can't believe, but he sees the change and we see the change. And I pray with John all the time, and when we pray, he calms down and he tells me I'm the only one who can calm him down, but I see a lot of changes. A lot of people can speak into his life now.
By simply caring for people, God can use you to initiate lasting change in people's lives. For more inspiring stories, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.